How to Beat Minecraft Without Keeping Inventory, episode number 1642 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Ken Robinson. How is everyone doing? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
I am going to be showing how you can save inventory when dying in Minecraft across multiple platforms using cheat codes, making the gameplay better than it was. This Minecraft tutorial will explain you how to save inventory after dying using game commands, complete with screenshots and step-by-step instructions. To keep inventory after dying in Minecraft, you must turn on cheats and use a command in the game. Once the command is applied, game rules are configured, and now you can save inventory in Minecraft when you die. To disable keeping your inventory in the Minecraft game, enter Game Rules Keep Inventory False and hit Enter on the keyboard to modify your game rules. If you do not want to have Keep Inventory features in your Minecraft game, first, you need to turn off game rules and disable allow cheating options. After applying the game rule commands to your Minecraft, you will be able to store items in inventory and improve the game experience compared to the previous one. After you have successfully applied game rules in your Minecraft, when you die, restart your Minecraft by clicking on the respawn button, and your items are still available for you to use on your hotbar. You can choose to respawn, and choose to go the place where you died, so that all of your items are collected from the inventory. Thankfully, you can respawn and return to the location of your death to collect your dropped items without losing any progress. If it takes you longer than 5 minutes to get to your death spot, any dropped items automatically disappear. Unless you decide to drop them, items in your inventory are still safe, even when your character is dead. Also, when holding an item, you can press and hold outside of the inventory to drop an item to the ground. You can place the item into an offhand by using the shield slot on the options screen, or you can tap AFA to switch items between the main hand and offhand. Your main hand is the hand controlled with the left mouse button. Normally, your main hand will be your right hand, but you can switch it to the left if you would rather play left-handed. The command bar is where you will type commands, and each one should be prefixed with a forward slash. With your cheat-enabled world all set up and loaded, all you have to do is now type in a few commands. The first step is to hit the C key to pull up your command bar. If you are wondering how to input those Minecraft cheats, all you have to do is press forward slash key, which brings up a little box. To access Minecraft cheats, you will have to use Minecraft commands, which are different small codes or phrases you can enter in order to apply useful effects to your game. Due to how Minecraft commands work, they are unfortunately restricted only to PCs, so you cannot use them on PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, or mobile, sadly, but for PC users, these Minecraft cheats can be used to modify all sorts of things. Changing the weather, changing the time of day, teleporting yourself to any place within Minecraft, creating any items or mobs you wish, leveling up, and a lot more, since almost everything is possible. These Minecraft cheats are well worth remembering, so that you will not need to enter names such as sniper_kitty_bruv_91 whenever one of your workbears comes into your game. To make the crafting part easier, and speed up inventory navigation, here's a list of neat little Minecraft hacks, achieved through something called console commands. Those that do not mind tweaking their vanilla experience on Minecraft Survival can use one specific console command to save their inventory upon death. Players who do not want to bother making and using the respawn compass can modify the game's rules to prevent their inventory from dropping upon death. Players who do not want to use a cheat, but still want a simple way to get back gear they lost, can use the recovery compass following 1.19's wild update. Granted, you may not want to turn on the cheats on your own world in order to keep earning achievements. In this case, you could always create a copy of your world, turn on the cheats, and use commands there, and hop back to your own world. If you are unwilling to follow the rules, then the first thing you will need to do is ensure your universe allows cheats. Hopefully, you now know how to enable cheating on your version of Minecraft, and modify game rules with the right commands. Just like this, you are now ready to risk high levels of danger and death in
Minecraft without losing inventory. If you fall into a lava pit or travel too far away from home, after dying in Minecraft, you must be revived without anything in your inventory. Allays may pick up some of your inventory once you die. You can store your inventory securely using the wooden chest box, or using a cheat code to store items permanently in Minecraft. Being able to create entities and add items to the inventory can be helpful to preparing for nighttime in Minecraft Survival Mode, or protecting yourself from other players of Minecraft. Fortunately, you can keep all your equipment and armor stored while customizing Minecraft and making some convenient adjustments that let you customize the game's core behaviors. If you have ops permissions, you can also use the command, game rules keep inventory true to keep inventory safe. This works in both your version of the game and in Bedrock, and you can use this command to find other structures as well, such as the mansions in Woodland. If you are trying out a command and it is not working the way it is supposed to, enter the command above before the name of the non-working command, and you will be treated with a bit more details on how it works.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.